Anti-Vaccine Radio. Get ahead, get seen, get heard. We will be exploring how to thrive in business and life, living between borders and changing times, and exploring the alternative and changing world of making a living online.
Hello and welcome to Anti-Vaccine Radio. I'm your host, Carlita, and I'm honored to have a great guest with me today. This is Arslan Atik, and he's a business owner and founder of a marketing agency called AdsNosh. He also is a very successful marketing coach and consultant, and he teaches how to run an online business using organic marketing. Arslan will share with us today his journey to becoming an established B2B coach, and he will go into the differences between organic marketing and using AI systems and how these two compare. Moreover, he'll share with us what he has been able to achieve himself, and we will discuss how he helps people who want to grow their business organically online and gain more clients, and the challenges and joys with helping other people grow their businesses. So hopefully today we will be able to share some great tips for people who dream of establishing their own online business with a steady flow of clients. And even better, at the end of the show, we will let you know how you can contact Arslan Atik and have a consultation with him and see if he can help you. I'll be putting his links also in the introduction and the text next to the podcast, so you'll be able to contact him on Facebook and his website as well. He also has a blog. So welcome, Arslan, to our show, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your valuable knowledge with us today.
Thank you so much, Carlita, for having me here. I'm utterly happy, and I really am excited for this one.
Okay, great.
So thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's get started by you giving a little bit of a background about yourself and what led you to your current passion.
Sure. So I started back in 2015. So here's an interesting story, how I landed up into this industry. I was a very job-oriented type of person. I never wanted to be in the online field for any reason, because I've heard a lot about it. But there was a time when I moved to Malaysia with my family, and I was working with the Google's project. And Google's project shut down within 2 weeks time span when I landed there. So I was kind of a little disturbed, because when you're in a new country and you lose a job, obviously you're, you're shaken, actually. So I was actually kind of worried what's going to happen now, because I have a family with me, and I started finding job day in, day out. I couldn't find a job because of the type of visa I had. It was related to the corporate, but the corporate was not accepting me. So I was using my funds, the reserve funds, to, you know, use my daily stuff and everything. So there was a time when I was very close to the dead end. And one day my wife and my kid, we went out to buy some stuff. And then she said, I want to eat something. I'm hungry. And I looked at her and I said, I don't have money, because I was very calculated with the money. So the way she looked at me, and she said, are we going to have a good life again, Arslan? So that was a moment where I was kind of engraved, and I felt like, no, life can't be like this, right? You can't live paycheck to paycheck. So that was the time when I started finding out what are the other ways to earn money. And then luckily, one of my friends was doing network marketing. So I told him, this is the situation. I don't have money to invest, and I want you to teach me how we do it. So he told me about a couple of programs they were doing at that point of time. And I arranged some money. I borrowed it, actually. I didn't use my money because I was very calculated already. So I borrowed it from someone. I used it. But then after a couple of times, a couple of weeks, it got scammed and the money was stuck with the company. So I was kind of very frustrated at that time, but then I realized, okay, internet is the way to make money, but then how to do it effectively is the concern I have right now. So I started again. I invested some money again in another company. I made a little money, but then it shut down again. I got scammed a couple of times, but then I was very sure that internet is the only way to income. So what I did actually, I started learning what other people are doing who are successful in the network marketing industry. So I used to read their blogs. I used to watch their videos. I used to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, wherever I possibly can. And then I realized there are certain skills that they possess, which is why they are the leaders in network marketing industry. So I tried to copy that, and I started gaining knowledge from people just to make sure that I don't get in the bad shape again because of another company gets scammed. So that was the time when I learned these skills of selling, these skills of persuasion, these skills of marketing. But eventually I realized you cannot trust other companies. Sooner or later they go away. So the only way is to have your own company. And because I was doing it on social media, so I realized social media is my strength and I should use it as my own business. So I switched towards the social media marketing. And from there, I launched my agency and then I grew it up to a profitable level.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. And it's great to hear you talk about, the pitfalls of how people start out, because I'm pretty sure that your story regarding MLM is one that echoes through many as we begin that journey. I definitely had similar experiences in the past as well, learning about these businesses. And I'm pretty sure many, many others have. So it is important for listeners who are just beginning on this to be aware of those kinds of things. So, just a question before we go into everything else. What kind of advice would you give people who are, could be vulnerable to being scammed?
Yeah, so there is no way we can test people, right? There is only one way you can stay, alert, where you are investing, what they are doing with your money, who are the people who are running that company. If they have any credibility in the industry and they have done anything already, which is credible, then obviously you'll get to find that information on internet because internet is full of information. You can easily track down someone who has lost the credibility. So you can easily find out the person. Don't look at the big money that your people shows you in the network marketing because I know dreams are sold actually. So don't look at the big money they're promising. Just first find out who the people are they are running the company. Are they credible enough to invest your hard-earned money with them? If you find anything which is kind of shaky or you can't trust it, simply just don't do it. There are tons of other companies. You will find one, but don't jump blindly into this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. If anyone is new to all of this and they're starting out, please always go and review on the internet, whatever company it is that's, an offer that has an offer that you're interested in. Always review and
Exactly.
get reviews either on the internet or on some social network, and you'll find that there'll be someone talking about them, not just positively, but possibly negatively as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. So, what do you think are some of the challenges for people outside of the United States or outside of Europe wanting to establish an online business? Is it harder, or is it the same, or is it any different at all?
It's kind of very interesting, actually, because most people, because we deal in dollars, right? So the dollar is kind of a trademark for every business these days. What we see is that people living in the third world countries, such as Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, or the Asian region, or some other countries which are third world countries, people think that we don't have enough credibility to work with the people in US. Whereas people in US, they are looking for better resources. Now, there is a trust deficit actually. We don't trust ourselves because we have made up in our mind that we are from a country which they don't believe, whether that's not the case. Because if you have a strong portfolio or if you have a good business acumen, people from any part of the world, they want to do business. And they want their, so every company, there's one goal, sales, right? If he's living in US, he's living in UK, he's living in Japan, his company needs sale because that's every business owner wants, right? And if you are able to show him the exact pathway, how you can generate more sales, it doesn't matter where you're from. Now, this is the only reason why the Philippines, why Bangladesh, why Pakistan, they have tremendous amount of freelancers working today. That's the biggest amount of numbers in any country working as freelancers. Why? Because they have a portfolio and they know how to do the business. So it's kind of an illusion in our mind that if we are not in US, we cannot work with US people. So you only have to have a clear objective while doing the business with people in any part of the world. You have to have a very clear objective how you are going to help their business, what their business is going to look like after they work with you, and what are you going to charge them. If everything makes sense, there are no objections for doing business.
Okay, thanks. That's fantastic advice there for people who want to do this. How long did it take you to establish yourself as a specialist in this area? And then how long did it take you to get your first prospect or to turn them into a client, so to speak?
Right. So I started in 2015, but just to get a little bit of credibility, it took me around like 3 years until 2018. I was not making big money. So I was struggling. And when I started my agency, the first year was like pretty broke because I didn't get any client. Why? Because I was jumping from tool to tool, software to software. Following multiple advices from other people who are the gurus, but I was not able to reach where I wanted to. So that's where I again pointed upon myself that, okay, look, I cannot continue the business like this. There is something that can help me. And what exactly is that? Then I need to follow the exact same process that other people who are successful in the industry. I don't have to create the reinvent the wheel. I just need to follow the clues that they are leaving behind. So that's where I realized, okay, before jumping on to different tools, before jumping on to paid advertisement, why not try reaching out to people organically? Why not establish myself on a platform as an authority using organic marketing? I mean, I know how to create content. Many people know how to create content. Many people know how to publish it. Many people, pretty much everyone has a story, but they are not effectively using that story to, publish themselves. So this is where you create the trust organically. You don't run paid ads. And I mean, I'm not running paid ads to show myself someone sitting in California. I'm just using the organic reach out. I use Facebook as a platform and I reach out to different people and I speak to them, create a relationship so that, we can run a transaction based on trust. So for me, it was very hard because I was doing everything. I was trying to do everything and I was trying to become everyone. And eventually I was losing myself. So you have to understand, you only have to do your part and then you have to involve others who are best in doing their part. And that's how you grow your business. So that's what exactly I did. After 1.5 years, I landed my first client. And from there, I leveraged that client to get another one, get the testimonial. And then I was not trying to earn money from them, but I wanted to have my mark in the social media marketing field. And I used the testimonial as leverage.
Okay, fantastic. I think organic marketing is a really sustainable way to create more clients. And the reason is because my experience is working with about 10 different businesses and coaches. There's always been issues with getting new clients, new leads for their business. I work with about 10 different business coaches and mindset coaches and B2Bs. And only one out of those actually had a sustainable flow of calls because they were using organic marketing. And this is very surprising to me. This was very surprising as I was learning the whole field. And what I learned from all these different agencies, new agencies that set themselves up like marketing agencies, is that there's a lot of different costly apps and websites that you can subscribe to and expensive systems out there that people can subscribe to or buy. However, they do seem to require some technical knowledge and take a lot of time to learn and also sync with all your systems. You know, if you have a website CRM and your adverts and your sales funnels, you have to try and sync all of that to maximize your prospects and see what works and what doesn't. And those monthly subscriptions, if you're probably subscribing to many of them, as you know, will add up. They're a very, very expensive endeavor. And some business owners will think that this is going to be a quick way for them, but actually it takes months and months and months of experimenting and coordinating and a lot of trial and error. And in effect, it's mostly error. Which again, you know, really surprised me because, you know, why would I have worked with so many people that have failed, you know? I absolutely support organic marketing, and I do think it's an effective way for people regarding that. So what are your thoughts and insights on the comparison between these AI apps and subscriptions to organic? Can you explain that yourself?
Sure. So look, everyone wants to make money. One thing is clear. People who are selling the AI tools, they are also in the same race. They want to make money. But what they are selling you is how they can reduce the time and effort you're putting in your business. That's what they are selling you, because that's exactly what you can create too, or you can hire someone who can create that for you. But because you don't want to hire someone, so they offer you this solution. Okay, because you don't want to hire, let's the system do this for you, and you will save your effort and your time. So eventually you are using what you can do at your own. If you're just starting out, there is no point of having a long list of tools. What you need is a simple phone to do the cold calling. You have a Gmail to do the cold emails. You have social platforms to reach out to people. You have TikTok, which is the hottest platform these days, to publish your content every single day and establish yourself as authority, and you can target your niche. And then you have Google Docs. You can create the processes on Google Docs. So everything that you want to find in the pay tools, you have alternatives in the organic marketing. But what people are not doing is, because they are not using them, because the companies are aggressively marketing their tools, and they think that it is more effective. Whereas I personally haven't spent a lot of money on the expensive tools once I realized that organic marketing can do a lot better for me. So the AI tools are good. I'm not opposing them. If you are not hiring someone and you have clients and then you want to save your time and effort, then obviously you can spend your money on that. But if you're just starting out and you don't have big capital to invest in your business, use the organic tools. Use the social media platform. Use Google Doc. Use the Gmail for that. So what people don't understand is, if you want to do business with someone, he is not interested in the types of tools you're using. He's not interested in the logo that your company has. He is not interested in the type of website you have, how fancy it looks. He is only interested in how you can grow their sales. So people confuse simple things with complicated matters. So most of the time I tell my clients, you don't have to focus a lot of time on the logo. You don't have to focus a lot of your time on your website because that's what not needed. You still can get a client without a website. You still can get a client without having a logo. So don't spend time on these things. Spend time on the things which move the money needle, actually, which is cold calling, cold emailing, reaching out to people, build connections, build trust, show your content, establish a credibility, establish authority, show some, give them free gifts, free PDFs, create documents that help solve their problems. Just do it. I mean, people are not going to solve all of their problems with that one document, but at least it gives them an idea that you have the knowledge. And when you share that knowledge with them, and next time when they are in the problem, they know where to go exactly. So using the organic tools can produce the same amount of results or even better versus using the AI tools and depending on them to write content for you or do the stuff for you only.
Antivacin Radio, get ahead, get seen, get heard. Discomfort is a catalyst for growth. It makes you yearn for something more. It forces you to change, stretch, and adapt.
Thank you.
So, what kinds of problems do people have when they come to you and they need your help and guidance? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, the number one problem anyone starting is I've done that course, I have read that, I've watched the videos, but I don't know how to generate leads for my business. Okay, so what's your business? I want to work with this. Okay, so you want to work with this, but do you know exactly who your customer is? What's his age? What's his interest? What are the problems they're facing? So we need to work on that first because we need to know the problem of my niche. Because if I don't know the problem, I will not be able to offer a solution. So we have to have a solution ready for one problem that we can solve. And then we go out to the similar people who are having that problem. So number one problem is people are not aware of their niche, their customer. What are the interests of their customer? What are the problems of their customer? How to find their customers organically? How they can establish themselves as an authority who can solve that one unique problem? And then they don't know how to create content, how to have a content in everyday life, what is attraction marketing, how they can create kind of attraction in the mind of their customers. So these are the some problems that my clients face, and we work with them on niche selection. We find out what they like actually, and who do they want to work with, and then we refine that niche. Then we create an offer based on that niche and the problems their niche is having. And once we have established that offer, then we need to find the right people. So when we find the right people, then we need to book them for a call. So when we book the call, it doesn't end here because now we need to dig deeper and understand if they have any other problem or not. So if they have any other problem, we cover that too. And now we have to transition from a discovery call to a sales call. And now we have to tell them, okay, this problem can be solved using this methodology that I'm offering. And we have to make sure that the customer is ready. And even if there are any objections, how we can effectively handle that. So there is a complete sequence that I teach my clients how they can effectively, achieve every milestone to land more clients.
And what kind of results can they expect to see in their business after working with you? And when, is there sort of like a time period when you can sort of recommend they see those results?
Yeah, so it's basically a two-sided coin, right? If I teach something, they have to apply it. And let's take someone who is applying everything. And what we want to do with that client is we give them a 90-day plan. Okay, for the next 90 days, we are going to do this, so that we can achieve the target of, let's say, $5,000 a month. Because that seems very ideal to the people who are just starting out. So if they are not making any sale, and if I tell them the way to create $5,000 a month, that's kind of a dream outcome for them. So that's the outcome that I tell them, okay, in next 90 days, I'm going to teach you and I'm going to hold you accountable to reach that 5K mark in your business. That's actually the minimum where we want to push them first. And from there, we want them to scale to 10K and 20K and so on and so forth.
So let's discuss what it's like running an online coaching business. What are your challenges and your triumphs? And you've been doing this for some time now to have a good insight into this industry, who your competitors are, getting into the business of coaching and the challenges that a coach has. Tell us a bit about that and what your insights are for other people who would like to do what you're doing.
Yes. So basically, the biggest challenge is there are so many gurus and coaches and consultants in the market nowadays, which creates a kind of trouble for you because they don't trust easily. And especially if someone has done a coaching program with a coach or a guru and they didn't get result, they will find you like similar to them. So it's very hard to create the trust factor. And normally you have to show them the case studies, and then you have to show them your results, and then you have to show them your students' results. And, you know, that's what they can relate. Okay, if they can do it, I can do it. But otherwise, from the content, from the social presence, it's very hard and it's very challenging because we have so many coaches in the industry nowadays who are not actually providing enough value, but it's just a source of income for them. So my competitor, I don't see it in this way, because I think everybody's doing a good job for helping others, because the main concern of a coach or a consultant is to help someone. And if someone is helping to achieve their desired results, then I think it's good. It's good in a way because I don't have to compete with them. I don't have to snatch the customer from them. If they can help with that, that's fine. I mean, I'll get my share of clients. They'll get their share of clients because everybody has to contribute what they have achieved through their experience.
Yeah, it's definitely a very saturated market. It seems like a lot of people want to become a coach these days. But there's enough industries and niches for them to fill. But nonetheless, it's definitely getting more competitive. Okay, so I think everybody has been on a roller coaster over the last few years. Mm. How do you think it's been for you as a business to get through the pandemic?
Well, initially when it hit, the world, obviously everybody was like, wasn't sure even if they're going to survive or not, because frankly, I thought the world is going to end now and nobody will survive. But then later we realized, okay, the precaution is the way. As okay, if we then obviously we will survive. But now the most important concern is how the business will survive. Because if I survive, the business should survive too. The best part is we as social media marketers or agency owners, we helped many businesses to go online from the physical presence to the online presence. It was a very hard decision. I know some are the old school business owners and they don't want it to be on Facebook or they don't want it to be on the websites, but it was the need of the hour. So we told them, okay, look, the world is changing. The business canvas is pretty much 180 now. You cannot do business in the normal routine. Lockdown is the new normal. So how are you going to survive your business? So the only way is to deliver them whatever they want. And to do so, you have to be visible where they are actually spending their time, which is the online world. Maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's Twitter. So we told them, okay, look, this transition has to be made sooner or later. The better you get in, the better you will be. And this is how we, you know, survived our business, because it was kind of very hard to convince or persuade some people, but then it was hard for other people as well to save their business. So the pandemic has its two sides. For some, it was very frustrating. For some, it brought gold, actually.
Okay, great. So do you think you have had to change your strategy with getting new prospects year to year, or has it always been roughly the same way?
So my number one strategy is to build relationship. Every transaction is based on trust. If they trust you, they'll buy from you because people buy from people. So my number one strategy is to build trust, and the trust I build is by sharing content with them, sharing valuable information with them. I don't hold any secrets. Obviously, there are certain things that I use in the premium mentorship program. But then there are things that I think if I can tell them, it will solve their at least one problem. And obviously, there is not one problem only with the business. There are tons of problems. And every problem you solve brings new problem. So there are always problems coming in. So I always try to share a bit of something that helps one problem to be solved. But number one strategy is to build trust, build relationship, because that's what allows more transactions, actually. And the more trust I have, the more I can sell. So selling can be from a mini offer to a premium program for 3 months, or just a one-time training, or just a mini class of like 30 minutes or 45 minutes. So it can be different with different clients. But the only thing, the only strategy that helps me sell is the trust. If they trust me, I can solve their problem, they'll buy.
So being a hypnotherapist in the past myself, I'm a big believer in mindset. It's one of my favorite topics, and it's something that's really helped me get through some of the worst times of my life. So tell me a bit about your philosophy on mindset.
Sure. So mindset is actually, I believe everybody has it, but some people only work to develop it. Some people believe that they already know it, and whether or not it works, it doesn't matter. But they, because know it, they don't want to work on that. Whereas I believe I have personally, you know, seen the worst of the worst in my life. And those times actually strengthens your mindset, because in those times, if you realize you want to get out of this, and then you have to learn, and then you want to grow, then obviously you're working on your self-development, you're working on your mindset. And once you achieve that mindset where you realize, okay, problems are not going to stop me, I am going to overcome my problem no matter what, that's the highest level of mindset, where you don't care of the problems, you only see the destination that you want to reach. That's where I believe you have worked tremendously on your mindset. You're not accepting any failure. You're not accepting any kind of drawback. You're not accepting any disadvantage. You are just looking at where you want to go. And you will solve the problems, or you'll either find a way, or you'll find someone who can solve that problem, but you will not stop. So that's what I believe, that you have everyone who is in business or in any area of life, mindset is needed. It saves relations, it saves businesses, it helps you grow children in a better way. So, you know, mindset is everything. And everybody have to have a very strong one. And the only way to do it is allow yourself to work on it. Don't think that you know it, or you know it all, and it doesn't work. That's limiting belief or limited mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Stay resilient. Don't ever give up. Even if you fail, you just keep going, keep doing it, right? Until
Absolutely.
You reach your goal.
I have failed so many times in my
too.
Life. Yeah. So, and it made me stronger. Every time I fail, I know that this thing doesn't work. I have to change it, but I have to reach somewhere.
Exactly. And I think that's the story that many entrepreneurs share. You know, they do say, I failed so many times before I won.
Yes.
And you just don't give up. Tell us a little bit about your program, and, you know, what programs you have, how you can help people.
Sure. So I run a premium mentorship program, where I help social media marketers who are not able to find their perfect niche, their perfect client, and they don't know how to book more meetings, or how to publish content, or even how to create it in the first place. So I work with those social media marketers Sometimes I do add business owners as well from different niches if they want to, you know, learn how to do the organic marketing or how to generate leads for their business. So sometimes I do add them, but that depends what type of business they're doing. But essentially, I work with social media marketers or freelancers or even agency owners who are not getting consistent lead flow using organic marketing. So I tell them, okay, we need to work on your niche. We need to make sure that we are three levels deep in your niche, where we are hitting specifically one unique problem with your offer. Then once we have that, then we work on their offer, their marketing statement, and their marketing offer. And then we have to decide the right pricing, the right packaging, and how to present the offer to the business owner. And once we decide that, then we need to understand what different traffic sources we can leverage or we can use to find our ideal client, how to find them in Facebook groups. That's very strong, actually. Most marketers are not aware of that, that the Facebook group marketing is really very strong when done effectively. So from Facebook group marketing, how to open the floodgates of traffic to your page or your website or wherever, whatever you want them to land. And then from there, you want to take them on a call. And then from there, how to close the call, doing the sales, conversation, and then objection handling, and then anything else that comes during the call. But then how to effectively close the deal. And then once the deal is done, then you need to onboard them, and then you need to work on the deliverability. So the most important steps are starting from the top, which is niche selection, your offer, because if your offer is not appealing, it doesn't matter how many people you speak to, they will not buy because the offer isn't creating an irresistible kind of feeling for them. It's kind of like, okay, even if I don't do, that's fine. So you want to make sure that the offer is killing them to buy it from you. And once the offer is ready, then you need to understand, where are the people hiding? Where do I find them? So these are the most important steps that every business needs, obviously, to have a very clear and irresistible offer. And then they should be clear on their niche, and then they know where the clients are sitting and where to find them.
Okay, fantastic. So where do you want to take your business in the future? What are your goals?
So ideally, I have decided that by the end of 2023, I should have worked with 1,000 entrepreneurs or social media marketers to help them grow their business to where they want. It can be a 5K month, a 10K month, a 20K month. So that's my goal. I want to at least work with 1,000 social media marketers. That's my goal, where I want to, see myself.
So what advice do you have for other people who have a dream that they want to be a business owner online and successful today, and where, they want to be where you are now? So what kind of advice could you to give people who want to get there?
Sure. So there are two things I want to tell them. One is, avoid as much as possible the shiny object syndrome. Don't follow everything that glitters, because it isn't necessarily gold every time. So see, people have made 1 million, 10 million with social media marketing, with drop shipping, with selling ebooks, with real estate, with other kind of businesses. They have made tons of money. So don't always look others what they are doing in making money. Just do what you know the best. Do it consistently. Don't fall for the shiny object syndrome, because that is, if somebody is making money with dropshipping, I'll leave my affiliate marketing and I'll start doing the dropshipping. When I see someone is making money with selling ebooks, I'll drop the dropshipping and I'll move to selling ebooks. And then I'll be no one at the end of the day. So whatever you're doing, whatever you have started, whatever you have dreamed of, just work on that. Look, everybody has a different phase in their life, right? Maybe someone you're looking is sitting at the chapter number 20 of their life. while you are just at the chapter number three of your life. So do not compare yourself with them. They have their own struggle. They have their own efforts to that point. You just have to focus on what you want to do and what you can do, actually. Just use it, leverage it, bring your first client, do it like half of the cost, and just get the testimonial. I don't say do it for free. I mean, nothing is free in this world. Everything has a price, but just do it for the sake of testimony and charge a very little. And leverage that and move on. Don't drop things just because other person is making money with something else.
So stick to your passion and stay resilient.
Stick to what you are doing. Stay the course, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so but another question here. I like to ask people this because I think everyone's got a different perspective. What future changes do you think we'll see on how we do business in the future? What changes do you think we'll see in social media or on the internet with, you know, coming global shifts in power, etc.?
So I think it's the battle of attention. Whoever gets the attention of their clients will win eventually. So now the companies are moving towards the type of content that grabs the attention and then move them away from the platform, take the client to their inner world where it is online, and then ask them to subscribe, ask them to get this free, ask them to do this. And then later on, everything goes through email, social media, and then they track everywhere, you know, just to post their ads in front of you where the buying is done, actually. So I think everything is moving towards the attention because people are so addicted to the online world now. It's kind of good and bad, both, actually, because we are losing attention. It's a very short span of time because you're a student of psychology and you know that people have a very limited attention actually on social media. So whoever wins the attention wins the client. So now the battle is whoever wins the attention that is going to rule the business. And then some people are using it for good. Some people are using it for bad. But then we have to realize, okay, we have to be very careful who to give our attention to, where to give our attention, if it's going to help the society or not. And I think everything is then easy, but some people are using it for the sake of making money and they grab your attention. But one thing is clear, everything is shifting online. And believe it or not, but very few businesses will stay on ground. And those who are still not accepting it will be left behind, truly.
Right. So finally, we get to, you know, any workshops or events or special things that you've got coming up, would you like to talk about those? And also tell us, you know, where people can find you, give us your website details, Facebook groups, etc.
Yeah, the best place to find me is my social media handles. It's Facebook, the best platform. I really love Facebook. I am mostly found on Facebook. And if they want to connect with me, they can find me on Facebook. And then I have a free marketing group, those who are just starting out and want to learn something quickly, maybe related to sales, maybe related to marketing, content, anything. Definitely they can join my group where I share value with them. And I also sometimes run a free session, maybe like content marketing or how to build your audience, how to sell while you have the audience already, how to monetize your existing audience. So these kind of things I keep on doing. So yeah, they can find me easily on Facebook and join the Facebook marketing group. That's free to join.
Okay, and I will just relay the URL for that. You've got facebook.com/arslanmarketer/, right? So people can find you there. And then you've got your group, which is Secret Organic Marketing.
Yeah.
And your blog, arslan-certifiedmarketer.com, right?
Absolutely.
And your website details?
We're working on that. So we'll most likely have our one website now because the other one is having some domain issues. So we most likely will be running everything from our blog and we'll convert a different landing page for our website, actually. So I think for
Okay.
now, the blog will work fine.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Arslan, again, thank you so much for taking the time out today and sharing your insights and wisdom with us. It's been wonderful. And hopefully, maybe in the future, you can come back and talk more about things that you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me here. It was really a pleasure speaking to you. And I really look forward to have more conversations where we can help other people as well. And then the type of job you're doing, it's absolutely fantastic. Keep inspiring people, keep helping people, and bring us the information that you're always bringing us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Antivacin Radio. Get ahead, get seen, get heard. The distance between you and your dreams is action.